yesterday at the end of the shiur, you mentioned the Shari Tshuva that's found here in Sifkat Ches. He brings her the Birka Yosef, a minog of Charidim L'Dvar Hashem, that one should not make a bracha even when one is in the vicinity of water that I use to wash in the morning in Egovasa, which is mashma, as he said, it's only Charidim L'Dvar Hashem. So kanireh, meikir adin, it would be permissible to make a bracha near water that has ruach ra. One is capable of making a bracha, and if, when the water is on one hand, one washes one's hands, and then one goes ahead and makes a bracha, kol shekein, if the water is simply in the vicinity of the individual, so it shouldn't be a problem, even though the Charedi L'Dvar Hashem, as he writes over here in Sifkat Ches, I'm makpid even on that. So I saw in the tshuva of Rabbi Yaakov Hillel, someone gave me his svar. Agoyin Rabbi Yaakov Hillel is a Sfadish Gadol, and he has a network of yeshivas and kollelim. A very fascinating person. He speaks English fluently. I think he was born in India, if I'm not mistaken. And then he came to Eretz Yisrael many, many years ago. So there's a yeshiva in Yerushalayim called Ava Shalom. He's a yeshiva of that yeshiva. So he has tshuvas called Vayoshev Hayom Le'isono, based on the pasuk in Chumash, in Bishalach. So he discusses this issue, namely the question of making a bracha on water that was used for Netiyas Yadayim that has in it Ruach Ra, that's samuch to you, that's in your vicinity. So he, being from the Gdolei HaSfaradim and from the Gdolei HaMekubalim Shel Doreinu, he says that you should be machmir. It's like Mei Raglayim. It's like if I have Mei Raglayim, there's urine in the vicinity, so then there's a problem. But he himself agrees that it's a chumrah ba'alma. It's not also v'ikra adin. Clearly, and that is also the mashmos here, as I said, of Sifkat Ches in the Shari Tshuva. And then I went looking further, and I saw in the Abi Omer that Rabbi Avadia says that Zatzal also has a tshuva, and he quotes from the Divrei Chaim. Divrei Chaim was Rabbi Chaim Sanza, the Sanza Rav, the Admor Misan. So he said there's no isur at all to daven if you are in the vicinity of Mayim that was used for the purpose of removing Ruach Ra, Negel Basar. And I also saw that Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Waldenberg, also quotes this same Divrei Chaim, and he mentions over there that the brother-in-law of Rav Chaim Sanza, of the Sanza Rav, the Divrei Chaim, brought an interesting raya, and that's what I want to discuss a bit this morning. So if you take a look a bit later in Siman Dalet, towards the end of the siman, the Mechaber mentions a very fascinating halacha. I think we read it yesterday, but we'll read it again if you don't mind. In the Sif Chav Beis, Imeim lo mayim, yikanech yada bitzvar, or ba'afar, or b'chol midi demanki. Let's say a person doesn't have water. So what do you do? So you're allowed to use anything that you can. I mentioned yesterday that you can wipe your hands on, whether it's a shtender or a table or a tzvor or offer. So the Mishnah Berurah says over here, Oshe Jeshavshe Petalas Yobesh. We can have a talis that dried out, that's old. So again, you go ahead and be Meshavshe. Vida, Dinikodon, Kevin Shahomi, Binko Mayim. Once you're already using Midi the Monkey, you're not using water, so then, said the Mishnah Berurah, Tzorach Lenakos Kol Hayad, Bein Gabo, Bein Tocho Ad HaPer. You have to actually make sure that you are menake, that you're going to cleanse your entire hand, Ad HaPer. Ad HaPer means still over here, till the wrist area. Ubidiyevet Atzol Kishrei Etzbaosa, Ubidiyevet till the knuckles. Avalo Kimo Shenogim Ezen Anoshim Shemenakim Bakrosh Etzbaosayim. They'll just do a, exactly. So that is not considered to be sufficient. And then the Mechaber goes on to say, what bracha are you going to make? You make the bracha of al nikiyas yadayim, because obviously you can't make the bracha of, as Mishnah Berurah points out, of al nikiyas yadayim, because you didn't wash your hands with water. That's all you did, was engage in an act of nikui, as opposed to an act of netilah b'mayim. But the Mechaber goes on to say that's going to help regarding tefillah. Avolol habi ruach ruach shaleim, because ruach ruach can only be eliminated by using H2O. Only if you use water can I eliminate ruach ruach. And the Mishabura goes on here to explain in Nunches, Yesham the gam bezem b'varach al tias yadayim. Kol kol achrein lozozim b'psak ha-shogunar. The shogunar does not agree with that psak. And the Mishabura quotes here from in the Shahar Tzion, all the paskim who don't agree with this position, which happens to be found in the Bir Agro. And Mishabura said, Sabit and Bagad Avram, and the Prima Godim also mashma like that, but Rav Achron disagree. They say you cannot make a bracha on Tzias Yadayim when you are going and using Tzor or Ofer or Midi Damanki, you're being Menakeh, and you're not going to make the bracha on Tzias Yadayim. And that's quoted from the Levush and the Nesibis and the Atzachayim and Chayon. There's a long list of Achronim who are against this particular position. So I saw that Tzitz Eliezer, he quotes from the brother-in-law of this Divrei Chaim, Rav Chaim Sanzer, that here you see there's a din that if a person is mishafshef yodov, person is going ahead and doing shifshuf. Now, here, till now, we're talking about doing shifshuf amid the monkey, and using tzor or afar or something along those lines. But now the question is, what about if a person is mishashev yodov l'toich hakli? That's what he discusses. And now as a result of the mishashev yodov l'toich hakli, and this actually is also, let's take a look at it in the Mechaber itself in Sholonar, because I want to compare the two dinim. Take a look in, we'll start with Tess, Yud, Yud Aleph, if you don't mind, just in Mechaber Simen Dalet, we didn't read it yet. Tess, Mayim Shalom Tess Yudayim Shachwis Asal Lehonus Mehem, V'lo Yishmachem Babayi Zolmokim Shavim Shavim Bnei Adam. That we know, that you have to be very careful with ruach ruach water. If I can do such such an expression, I mean the water that was used to remove ruach ruach, so you can't have hanof from them. Don't spill it in your house, or where people might go ahead and step on it. As Mr. Brewer says, the chaval, they might be nizok, they might be harmed, they might be damaged. The yishpechin bimkom midron or ba'afar tichuach. Either you spill it in a on an inclined plane, mikom midron, or in a place which will sink into the ground. That's one halacha. The second din in Yud, no tefu shalayim yad yimino, v'nosno liyatzmolo, kadesh yerek mayim al yimino tchila. That we already alluded to. Yud Aleph, lo yitol mi shalom notal yad v'shachris. Again, Yud Bet. What's in Yud Bet is a very fascinating din as well. Im shich shech yadu l'tol kli shalayim. Let's say I go ahead and I insert my hand. Shich shech. L'shach shech. It's actually used in modern Hebrew, that term. So, if a person is meshach shech yodav b'tol kli shalmayim, also lo netilo the kriyashma v'letfilo. So it works when it comes to what kriyashma and davening. Avo lo l'ruach ruach she'adayim, but it doesn't work for ruach ruach. So the Mishnah Berurah, take a look over here in Sivkot Chafei. The kriyashma v'letfilo v'yuchel v'ayich al tias yadayim yamrin v'bakir. The pasuk says in Kisisa v'rachatzu mimenu esideim esragleim v'lo b'tocho. Mimenu, not betocho. That's the dig of the pasuk. Oh, but alma, but in general, I feel the betocho. Abba laharvi ruach ra, boy iru gimel pama dafka. In order to remove ruach ra, number one, you need mayim. Number two, it has to be through iru, by pouring. And dafka water. Veshichshuch bekli, I feel a kuf pamim lachashim ala echad. You can be meshachshim bekli, stick your hands in the kli again and again and again, many, many times. It's not considered to be any more than one act of washing. Shemiyad nitmu amayim v'avikim ha-shemchim. So now the water becomes tummim. You inserted your hands in that water, and now the water becomes tummim because of ruach ruach. And now you have a problem. It's like shemchim. V'shemochin yistapik ha-chagat v'nemos b'chulofin. That's why the next halacha, they take a little bit further in Yud Beis, where the Mechaber Yechida says that when you're meshach shech yodov, it helps if you kriyash man feel about ruach ruach. Imshich shech yodov begimu memos b'chulofin. So now what do? Three different bodies of water, or three different sources of water. Yeshli stopping and also have your chlor shalayim. That's a suffix. That's going to work. Back to the Mishnah Berurah.
The suffix is like a made of shikshuk, not water.
Exactly. 100%. That's exactly what he goes on to say. And Mishnah Berurah says in the middle of that sivkot and chafei, Mishmachin is stopping a chaka of any slochlof and by use different bodies of water, different sources. Yeshli the lap doctor, Eru Beinun, Labi Ura Chlor, to the Machitza Sagi. Maybe the Mishnah Berurah says we can go ahead and cast a doubt regarding Irui. in order to remove Rach Ra. I feel the Rechitza sag, or the Bina Dafka Iru Mikli Al Yodah. Or do you need Dafka Iru from Mikli? Because of people going to the Pisa and Tochav Yodah Benohar Gimel Pamin. So now I do the same in a river. I go ahead, take my hand and insert it into the river three times. I'll be Shalik, I'm Lumach Al Arad, and Shoshan, and Kavos Mikloppin. I have snow, and I go ahead and I do this in three different places. Again, it's not going to help except for the purpose of davening. As far as the issue of Ruach Ra, here we have a welcome to his topic. It's not clear. So here we have a lot of interesting svekos that are very relevant to this issue that's quoted by the Tzitz Eliezer. So now the Tzitz Eliezer, in this light, that a person is Meshachshev Yadav B'toch HaKli. So now, Yadav Likios, because he was Meshachshev, or Meshachshev, however you want to say it. But as far as Negel Vas is concerned, you need three times. That's the whole discussion here, whether three different bodies of water, or three different sources of Sheleg, three different Mekomas are going to help. So you see, apparently, that there's a distinction between Ruach Ra and as the Mechaber said, Kriya Shema and Tefillah means it helps for Kriya Shema, it doesn't help for Ruach Ra. So what do you see? That I have Ruach Ra on myself. So if that's the case, now going back to the issue that we started with, namely, if I can make a bracha when I have Ruach Ra on my hands, Kolshken, I can make a bracha when Ruach Ra is only in the vicinity. That's what the Tzitz Eliezer quotes from the brother-in-law of Rav Chaim Sanzer. Now, I'll tell you honestly, that I'll mention first something else, and then I'll tell you the difficulty with this argument, but it could be that there's no question that you're allowed to go ahead and say brachas and the like, even though you're in the vicinity of Ruach Ra. Because al pi nigle, you could make a bracha with Ruach Ra. But this whole issue is really, those who are machmi, as I mentioned from Rabbi Yaakov Hillel Shlita, it's al pi HaKabbalah, it's al pi Nista. It's not al pi Nigla, this Chumrah. So the Kubal will say, you can't make a bracha with Ruach Ra in the vicinity. So that's only if you have Ruach Ra on yourself. Well, let's say it's next to you. And that's what the Shari Tshuva that I started with, that even if it's in my vicinity, I have a problem going ahead and making a bracha on Ruach Ra. HaKharein L'dva Hashem, as he says. And that, as I said, is really Kabbalistic in nature. And the Divrei Chayim, Rav Chaim Sanzer, brings a raya from the brother-in-law from this halacha of Shichshuch. So that is really offhand, that's a very difficult to extrapolate from there, because that's a din and nigla, that you're allowed to go ahead and make a bracha, and the whole makar is from al-pi HaKabbalah. So how do you go ahead and bring a makar in nigla in order to shed light on something which is Kabbalistic in nature? So I don't know what to say about this except to suggest the following, namely that since al-pi nigla, you're allowed to make a bracha, Ruach Ra is on you, mistabed al-pi HaKabbalah, then you can't make a bracha even when it's b'tzavuch. That kind of logic is not my mahalach at all, but I'm just trying to explain. I don't know how he goes ahead and brings a raya from a mechaber, which is a digla, a din in Shulchan Aruch, and extrapolates from there to a din which is primarily, if not exclusively, based al pi HaKabbalah. But mikra din, hadyotzi v'kol dvareinu, that you're allowed to go ahead and make a bracha even when you have ruach ra, mayim shel ruach ra, b'tzavuch, even though it's next to you. And even al-pi HaKabbalah, so the question, what's the whole issue? So I mentioned yesterday, and I want to just further elaborate on this. When I was a youngster, we used to have Shal Shunas, always in shul, and we sang Mizvah L'David Hashem Roi Lo Aksa with three different digunim. I can even sing them for you. Digunim that are as old as the hills. Yeah, I'm sure you don't know them, neither of the two Anoshi B'chubad who's sitting in front of me. But whatever the case is, people are very, very machmir. We got to get rid of it. It has to be out of there. And I mentioned yesterday, they put it under the table. I mean, literally, spill it on the floor, which is also something that I found to be absolutely unconscionable. But the fact of the matter is, people are worried about Ruach Ra. Now, why do we wash Mayim Achronim? I mentioned yesterday, the Gemara said, because of Melach Sdomis. And Tesis and Chulin and Brachis writes in two places. We're not worried about Melach Sdomis, but there's still an issue because the Gemara has a second limud from Yizkadishna v'Yisim Kedoshim. And the Goyin, the Vilna Goyin, and the Bishabru actually quotes it. The Mechaber says, Mayim Achronim Chayva, but the text in two places writes that it's not relevant today because we don't have Melach Sdomis, but because of the other reason, some people have a daktek to also still wash Mayim Achronim. And now, so people remove it before they say Birchas Hamazon, So the problem is that, what do you mean? What's the problem? We just said that if I have mayim of Ruach Ra in the vicinity, you can make a bracha. So why are people absolutely getting bent out of shape? Why did they get bent out of shape in my days, in those days, with reference to mayim achrayim? What's the basis for it? Here we just came up with maskana, pretty clear maskana. Certainly al-pi nigla. I'm not talking about al-pi nisla, but al-pi nigla, based on the source that we have in Shulchan Aruch. There's no problem making a bracha. And yet people, Rahman Litzlan, it was like a din daraisa, that God forbid you can't bench if I have my machonim on the table. And you can't imagine what they would do. They would do handstands in order to remove
but
the mayim
machonim. But it's not bench, if you have it in front of you, then it's better to not bench if you have it in
correct,
front
exactly.
of you.
Correct, exactly. Mind-boggling, absolutely mind-boggling. Now, it's true some people cover it. That's what they used to do. They would cover it, they'd bring a pot, they'd bring all kinds of things, but they have to get rid of it. They weren't able to psychologically to bench with the mayim achrayim over there. These are old timers, old Europeans that I grew up with. And so this is a pel also, because if you take a look in now, I just wanted to show you something else. In Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, if you know, you probably don't have it, it's in the second Chelek. Din mayim achrayim. So first I'll read to you just a bit of this halacha. Here you have a pretty clear din. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that, what's the issue? So I'll read. First the Mechaber says, Mayim Achronim Chayba, then in Sif Beis, in Kuf Pei Yalav, Mayim Achronim, Ein Novdin Al Gabi Karka, El Bekli, Ne Ruach Ra Shashar Aleyem. The issue is, apparently, ostensibly, an issue of Ruach Ra. Right away, the Mishnah Berurah actually, when he sources the Mokar for Mayim Achronim, he tells you that my Yadayim Mizuham Osein Min Ha'achila U'Psulos Ibracha. That's the Melech Zedemis. But Chazal also have the drasha that I mentioned to you, V'Yizkadishna V'Yisim Kedoshim. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah says that's why Chazal were Mechayiv in Mayim Achronim, but the Chashash is Melech Zedemis. And the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say Achshav V'Yaf Achshav She'ein Melech Zedemis Medbeinenu. Today you don't have Melech Zedemis. He refers to the two Teisusim that I mentioned to you a moment ago in Brachas and in Chulin. Yesh lochus melach acher shetiva kamosa. Maybe there's some other melach. I mean, then Sol Shlita right away comments on this, the following. He says, mi sheyotze lemayim achrin v'olu lahafsid zimun. So somehow you run out to wash mayim achrinim, and meanwhile the zimun takes place, because not everyone is so makvid on mayim achrinim. Be'ot yisrael adifei mayim achrinim. He says, in Eretz Yisrael, Mayim Achrayim is more important than the Chutzarts. Ube Chutzarts, Odu Zimun, V'yafsi Mayim Achrayim. Chutzarts, you don't have to be so worried about Mayim Achrayim. Why? He says, the Mokas, Gemara, Brachas, Tesis, and Daphne Gimel, V'yisim, Shepetim, B'man Azev, Mayim Achrayim, B'nireh. So it comes out there and so the following Chiddush. Shedivri HaTesis, Dafka Bim Koma. When is there a problem? That Tesis says you are potter from that problem? In Chutzarts. Abu Eretz Yisrael, Motzi Melech Zedemis, Gam and Shia Mechkar Matsu Bemelach Yisod HaMesari Chas V'Sholom HaSeinayim. A distinction he draws between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Aretz.
He thinks that it exists even today.
Correct. Chidush Mufla. Absolutely wondrous Chidush that Rabbi Nefesol Shlita refers to over here. A distinction between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Aretz. But the reason why I quoted this...
He's bringing it right from the scientists that they saw...
HaMechkar, Anshia Mechkar. Kach Omer. Maran Arav Levinsol Shlita, that the scientists discovered here, Melach, Sdomis, Hamisami Chasashom Seinai, but the reason why I quoted this is not because of that, that was just for exotic purposes, but the Mechaber said that it's clear that Ruach Ra is the basis for this din of Mayim Achronim, and that's why you know Nagabi Karka, Elabi Kli, you have to definitely use a Kli, and if a person doesn't have a Kli, no Talgabi Eitzim Dakim, Bechayotzi Bahem, and the other halachas in Kuf Pei Aleph that I mentioned means if I have a kli, dafka I should pour the water into a kli. I don't know if you're, I assume you're aware that this is another issue. How much water do I need for my machrein? So this already is mentioned. Tzorech sheyashpil roshi etzbaosa kidei sheter lazuama. So basically some people that, you know, I remember, this is also very popular. When people get married, so usually they give them Bechers, and the other thing they give them is Mayim Achrayim apparatus. So usually it's a very little cup which essentially barely can hold enough water for one or two people. So people dip their pinkies. The lotion of the mechaber is minimally that. The question is how much do you have to go ahead and wash? Because here there are a number of halachas, but at least the perek sheni shel esbos. Till the second perek of esbos, you have to go ahead and wash. And we assume the lichluch of the machal doesn't go beyond that. It says the mishabrua. They dip their pinky into that little natla, into that little cup, you know what I'm talking about? And this is very popular. Now they're made of gold and silver. And so they don't really do a proper job. They touch it. Nisharim mitunafot mizama tamachot over shana. Ve'emet benadin tzarach lichol zepachot atzov perasheni atzov shnei pirkei esbos. They're not doing it in a proper kind of way. But all this is mentioned simply because that here you see the Mishnah Berurah quotes that yesh bo ruach ra. But the issue is only when is there ruach ra? If I do it ala karka, if I pour it as opposed to usually when makbid to pour it into a kli, and that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch over here. So this is different than tzias yadayim in the morning. Because in the morning, what's the din? I have ruach ra that's on my hands, and I have to remove the ruach ra that's the Gemara in Shabbos. I have to remove the ruach ra by using water, but it doesn't make a difference actually where a person is being notel.
Because
here, what?
You start being there.
Correct, exactly. But I'm saying, but here there's a clear halacha of not doing it ala karka. So I saw in the Magen Avraham, he writes also over there in Kupay Aleph that even if you let's say adam shel notel ala ritzva. So you do it on the ground. As long as it's not karka, so then there's no, the halacha is that, this is what he's talking about, the issue of ruach ra. If I wash into a kli, there's no problem of ruach ra. So why are we makbid for mayim achronim? You can even take mayim achronim and use it for, I don't know, let's say you want to somehow, there's some moisture on your face that you want to get rid of, you can use mayim achronim for that. And there's a labush that, and to say what chashish with labush is very difficult. That's the whole thing is a pella, really, in many, many respects. So I actually went looking into this. Also, I found in his chuvas, I have his chuvas, Rabbi Tzion Abishol, the Ratzad Nivrocha, the great Sradi Kosek, he says, he claims that this is incorrect. Why we saw makbid and removed mayim achreinim? Not because of Rach Ra, he said, because hamayim meusim. It's not covered abrocha. When you go ahead, let's say a number of people go wash mayim achreinim, and now you have that water, in that natla, in that cup, so now to go and use that water, it's not covered abracha to make a bracha before mayim usim. It has no connection to ruach ra, even though the Shulchan Aruch seems to be fairly clear that it's founded upon ruach ra. He says no, it's founded upon divan halacha. That's one chiddush. And also he says that the whole issue of ruach ra is only if a person actually washes their hands less than a revius, like the tzias yadayim masuda. But if you go and use more than a revius mayim, there's no problem of mayim tmeim, then you have no issue. And this is also a chiddush, because who says the ruach ra has to do with the mayim of a suda, ma kesha? Who says that just like you require revius mayim when it comes to this mayim of suda, the same thing applies over here as well for ruach ra. That's not so clear. Anyway, but these are some of the issues. I wanted to discuss one more issue, but perhaps I will, because someone asked me actually, halacha lemaisa, they asked me the same issue as we discussed already 2 days ago, purchasing food in a mafia or in a store where the individuals who are handling the food, maybe non-observant Jews who weren't makbid. And so the question was asked, how do I go to a dentist who's a non-observant dentist and he's going ahead and he's putting his fingers in my mouth and he's not observant? The Gemara says, Yad lepet tikatzetz. It's a Gemara in Shabbos, on Kuftes. Yad lepet tikatzetz. God forbid, chas v'sholom, a person can, his mouth can be impacted. So what's the heter over there? It's a sakona to your evorim. So again, I said right away, there's no problem. Generally, they wear gloves. They were doctored to wear gloves, certainly today, but even Bismanim normalim, even during normal times, they also generally wear gloves. The dentists are very careful, the doctors are very careful, but before they put on gloves, that's the question.
Even so, if they're not, usually people wash their hands in the morning.
100%. So that's, I saw according to Rabbi Yashiv, that's all exactly what the Avi said, but it's wrong shooting. Obviously, dentists and doctors are going to wash their hands carefully. People who are in the medical profession, that's what they do. And that's what he said. And we can assume they only washed their hand 3 times. Okay, they didn't do negavasa, they didn't do it for retzep 3 times consecutively. But also the same heter that we mentioned with reference to food items in bakeries and in stores, again, the same thing would apply over here. And again, as I said, the issue that we spoke about, that we began to speak about, and we'll end with right now, that we don't have to be concerned as well about making a bracha, even in the presence of Mayim, the Zerach Ruah, in the vicinity, even though the Charedim L'Dvar Hashem and the Kubalim are Machmir, but Apinigla, obviously, there's no need. We assume that as long as people wash their hands, so the Zerach Ruah left them, and will not be considered to be a problem. Okay. Shikach.